Real Estate Markets Show, Feeling the Heat. Danny Evanson joins us right now, Managing Director at RMA.
Or is it?
To talk about...
I'm just saying.
You tell us, Danny. Is the heat on in this real estate market right now?
This song was so appropriate. Yes, the heat is on.
If not so old. Paul Brennan, our producer.
That just means we cycle through.
Yes.
Like real estate. Music.
Everything old is new.
Music
again.
And real estate, we cycle.
So where is it heated?
I mean, it's certainly heated in core cities. We call them gateway cities. So that would be, you know, the likes of San Francisco, LA, Seattle, Boston, New York, DC. Those are what we call core markets. They have the most demand and most capital chasing real estate opportunities. And, you know, for those in real estate, we would say that secondary markets are also heated, right? Because when you're outpriced in core markets, you go to secondary markets to find yield and return.
So what do you guys do? Describe your business to me.
We are a private equity firm focused on investing in what we call middle market transactions, transactions that require equity less than what institutions put to work. So we provide anywhere between $5 and $25 million per transaction.
And what percent of a project would that be?
Typically 90% of the equity required. And then we invest with local operating partners. So boots on the ground, folks that focus in a certain market and product type that are the local expert.
They know it.
They do the day-to-day. They are the absolute troops on the ground.
And do you specialize in a particular sector of, you know, commercial real estate or?
Yeah, so there's two things that differentiate us. We raise all our capital from family offices and RIAs, which means that our capital is a slightly different nuance to institutional capital.
RIAs being registered investment advisors, right?
We are registered investment advisors, and our capital base is strictly private. So we don't raise capital from pension endowment foundations. And because of that, our capital is slightly unique in its term, right? So we can invest long-term, short-term. We have a lot more flexibility. We're not required to invest through funds. There's other institutions that have UBTI issues and things of that nature. And then secondarily, we also focus on core markets. So like I said, there's a high demand. There's a lot of capital. But because we target middle market transactions, so smaller deals, we're in between. We're sandwiched in between the giant institutional tower and the 400-unit apartment building. We're that little building.
Maybe
in the middle.
More return.
It's inefficient space, right? So there's not so much capital chasing that size of the deal. That's where we come in, and that's where our expertise is.
What does that market do in a down cycle or in an overheated cycle?
Well, the middle market, let's describe that. The middle market is the size of the transaction as opposed to the location of the real estate.
Okay.
What that does is it preserves a downturn because location, there's less volatility in the location when I'm targeting those key markets.
Yeah.
And then the size allows for us to be unique in our capital, in the capital we provide. So for us, our two main focuses and what we describe to our client base and our investor base is that, look, we're going to be in core markets to reduce location volatility, and we're going to focus on middle market where our capital can be persuasive.
Interesting.
And we combine those two to offer access to our investors.
So back to the heat conversation. In a market right now that we've got, in some of those towns or the cities where you are that are just red hot, where prices are escalating, how do you find value? Is it you're finding value because of the kind of properties you're focusing on?
Twofold. Middle market, right? That place of the of the size of transactions. And second, we really focus on our long-term relationships with our local operating partners. So for our capital, we have to invest with local boots on the ground, as I mentioned, operators. Those operators are the ones who source the deals, manage the deals, and run the deals on behalf of our.
So the notion is maybe they actually know what they're doing because they're there.
And they've been there for 20 or 30 years. They know all the mom-pop owners. They know the brokerage community. They know everything there is to know about their product in their space.
How did you guys do during the financial crisis?
Like anybody else, we had our valuations decrease. But because of our locations that we select, we're also the first to rebound, right? Those markets are the first to come back. And so our portfolio wasn't definitely decreased and devalued. We rebounded quicker than most.
Interesting.
Cool stuff.
Yeah, very much so.
Danny Evanson, Managing Director at RMA.
Come back and tell us more.
Thank you so much.
Great. Yeah. Well, we are broadcasting live from the Eisner Amper Real Estate Private Equity Summit West at the Julie Morgan Ballroom in San Francisco, here at the corner of Montgomery in California. You are listening to Bloomberg Advantage on Bloomberg Radio with Corey Johnson and Carol Masser.
We got a market check coming your way in just a moment, everybody, right here on Bloomberg Radio.